Moncrief on News Talk.
Is chess a sport? Most chess players think it is. The International Olympic Committee thinks it is, but not in Ireland, one of the few countries in Europe that doesn't think so. Desmond Beattie is chair of the Irish Chess Union. Good afternoon, Desmond.
Good afternoon, Sean, and how are you today?
Not too bad. So for people who might be listening, Desmond, who might think that's not a sport, you don't work up a sweat, you don't have to physically move, make the case for chess being a sport.
Well, it's interesting that the Irish Times article yesterday referred to the possibility of chess being Ireland's newest sport, which is kind of fun because Steinitz came to Dublin in 1865, over 160 years ago, to play in an Irish championships, which he then won. And this was 21 years before he became the world's first world championship. Ireland hosted and still has one of the longest running team events, the Armstrong Cup, which is one of the Leinster chess leagues, running since 1888. And the Irish Chess Union, in fact, the Irish Armstrong Cup was competed for, just finished now back in May. The Irish Chess Union itself was founded in 1912, which means it was founded before the state and therefore is an all-Ireland institution. And FIDE, the world governing body, founded in 1933. And so anyone who's interested can come along to the 105th running of the Irish Championships, which will be hosted in Dublin in the first week of August. So with all of those elements, the question as to whether this activity or any activity might be deemed a sport comes down to some extent to definition. And I think it's important at this early part of this discussion, Sean, to make the distinction between an activity being recognised as a sport as opposed to the national governing body of said activity being recognised by a particular government or by the state, whether it's Ireland or any other country, all right? Because the European Union, for example, of the 27, 24 at least do have a mechanism for recognising either the national governing body or chess as a sport. So there's a wide basis for that. In terms of your question was, is it a sport? Well, it has all of the attributes of a sport from a competitive point of view. There are three major global world sporting events in ranking order in some measures. The first being the Summer Olympics. The second being something that we might be familiar with, which is the FIFA World Cup being played at the moment with roughly 1,500, maybe more, competitors. And the third one, for which the Irish Open team and the Irish women's team are actively in training for at the moment, is the Chess Olympiad, which has about 200 countries, about 1,600 participants, and it's going to be played in Samarkand, Uzbekistan, in September. These are global events played by the world's strongest players, who all would see themselves, not unreasonably, as sportsmen. And rolling that all the way back, we have got a competition founded by Irishman Cecil Parker Glorney in 1948, which has been running most years since then. This year is Ireland's turn to host it. We will host 120 players, six teams, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales and beyond, in University of Limerick at the end of this month.
Okay.
I could give you a whole blast of all loads of other competitive stuff, but those serve to highlight a few of them.
Yeah. So it doesn't really matter whether it's a sport or not. It sounds like chess is in a very healthy state.
Indeed.
So it's not an issue to you if chess is defined as a sport in this country or not?
Well, there's two pieces to it. The first piece, as I say, is the recognition of a sport. Well, I mean, when you say it doesn't matter, I mean, are young people going off to compete for their country as a sport? I mean, there's a simple dignity to it. There's, you know, why would our country not recognise that that's what they're doing and that they are participating in the sport? Will they keep doing it regardless? Yes, probably. Whereas the second question is, to what extent, or you know, does the Irish Chess Union, who in FIDE's view is the national governing body here in Ireland, do we then go and apply for recognition as the national governing body? There's a well defined process for that. We are in, I mean, that, and that's within the remit of of Sport Ireland, and we are already having a very positive conversation with them about national governing body recognition. But the question really comes down to there's a gap there, right? There's no public body in Ireland that can decide whether anything is a sport, whether it's chess or not. You know, there's no front door to knock on and say, excuse me, can you please tell me whether my particular activity is a sport or not? The only mechanism is the national governing body. And what's coming up is a review of the 2015 Act through government over the next year or so.
Does it defines what a sport is, though, does it?
No, not as I read it. The European Union have a definition which we have transcribed into Irish law, although it was amended within the European Union in, I think, 2017. And so I think, you know, I would hope that the review that's being carried out would bring the Irish definition up to date. The differences are small but subtle, but nonetheless, there is a definition of what is a sport, which includes a competitive element. It includes a recreational element, and it includes a physical element.
Yes, right. Okay, yeah, because the 2015 Act seems to, you know, have something of a stress on physical activity, which you couldn't necessarily make that argument for chess, that it's a physical activity.
The first area to explore there is, what is the objective definition? What is the criteria for determining whether your activity is, quote, sufficiently physical, or what do we mean by physical? And there's lots of different arguments around that, as in one of the largest organs in the body, which happens to be very physical, is the brain. Not to be confused with mind, there's lots of discussion to be had around that. The question, but having said that, if you look at the top chess players and the top sports people, I don't know if you remember the Fischer-Spassky match in 1972, which was a big Cold War one. Bobby Fischer's regime before he went to that match was far more about physical exercise and endurance, because he knew that was the key thing he needed in order to overcome, in order to win the title, which he did. So he was doing his training in his core discipline around his chess. But all of his regime included heavy daily exercise around stamina, support, training. And indeed, if you look at the modern top stars, they have their own regimes along the way, as well as a degree of leisure stuff as well. I mean, Magnus Carlsen is well known to enjoy his football. But I mean, that's again around them making sure that when they go in to play a 3, 4, or 5 hour match, and then another one the following day, and another one the following day, and do all the preparation for it, that they have the physical stamina to keep the whole machine, whether it's body and brain, going.
They have
all of that going.
And I suppose part of the structural problem here is that if chess isn't recognised as a sport in Ireland, then chess can't get grants from Sport Ireland, whereas, say, the likes of snooker and billiards can get grants in a similar manner.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's different sources of funding for different things, for different activities. As you say it, strictly, yes, the source of funding is through the national governing body being... The source of funding from Sport Ireland is through recognition as an NGB. So until or unless the Irish Chess Union, A, apply, and B, get recognised as the national governing body, then that channel for funding is not available to us. That is something that we're actively considering. As I said earlier, we're already talking very positively to Sport Ireland about it. But I mean, you talk about billiards and snooker and trout angling and lawn bowls and all the rest of it, which are all very well respected sports, just as we would say ours is. We see it's a similar test. We just consistently applied. For example, though, I want to just highlight on the physical side, again, for competitive chess, we are very much part of the WADA anti-doping structure.
Sorry to interrupt you there, because that's an intriguing... what kind of doping can one do in a chess match?
Well, anything that improves performance.
Like what?
I mean, again, performance. Well, stamina, Again, people, you know, they want to make sure that chess players are as clean as any other athlete.
Okay, oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize, because I mean, you know, the kind of doping that, you know, athletes do is to make them physically stronger. But would that give you an advantage necessarily in a chess match?
Well, if you're, I mean, again, I'm not going to get into individual bits and pieces, but I mean, there are those different types of a performance enhancing mechanisms you can use. One would be for physical strength and speed, for example, if you're trying to do something like very fast, like sprinting. But there are others which would be around stamina, endurance, making sure that your heart rate is lower, that, you know, or rather it doesn't raise, beta blockers, that kind of stuff.
So, okay.
I am far from an expert on it, but we do know that that's very much part of the chess scene at the top end of the sport.
In Ireland, though, would it be fair to say that, particularly since COVID, there seems to have been a massive increase in people playing chess again or having returned to it?
Again, it's over the board chess. In terms of ICU membership, we have more than doubled our membership from 2019. We obviously had a drop off in membership during COVID itself, but guess what was happening in the background? You had all of these people discovering this amazing ancient game. I mean, Cuchulainn is alleged to have played chess, right? And the Indians founded it over 1,000 years ago. So they all discovered this amazingly deep game that they could really have fun with. And the gamers discovered it. And you know the way the gamers all do their Twitch channels and they can all talk to each other and all pile in? It brought chess much more, the actual game itself, the playing of the game, people could commentate on it much quicker. Because, you know, back in the day, it was much harder when you're looking at the 32 pieces and the 64 squares. It's very hard unless you're a chess person to really know what's going on. Whereas if you know nothing about soccer, you kind of get an idea fairly quickly that the idea is you're putting the ball in the back of the net. Mm. Kind of checkmate might be harder. Whereas with the pandemic and stuff, people, the gamers discovered this. And the other thing that happened during the pandemic, of course, was the Queen's Gambit, which exposed chess to a much, much wider audience. Okay. So when we returned from the pandemic, every single event that we were running in Ireland had, again, roughly double the entry because everyone was hungry to get over the board.
Yeah.
And indeed, this year's Irish Championship, which is in 3 weeks' time, has a record entry of over 40 players at this stage. Mm.
One of our listeners have a question, Desmond. Why do women and men play separately?
They don't.
Ah, well, that answers that question then.
There's a very important distinction there. There is no such thing as men's chess.
Mm.
There is only open chess and women's chess. And so women have a choice, right? And there are some women who will make the first declaration, no, I'm a chess player. Forget any gender. I'm a chess player. I will play opens and I'll get selected for open teams if there's a choice. Some of the women will turn around and say, oh, no, I want to play and I want to play in the women's. I want to be, you know, I want to be visible in women's chess. And then there's a whole long discussion then about why is it that way and why have women's chess at all then? And part of it is because it's recognition that traditionally chess was played more by men than by women. Mm. You did Polgar put all of the bit about women and not being strong enough to bed by getting into the top 10 and beating Gary Kasparov famously, however long ago now, 20, 30 years. I remember meeting her here in Dublin, amazing, amazing lady. So that's the other thing. The Irish Women's Chess Festival, as opposed to the Irish Championship, Open Championship, the Open Championship's on in August, and the Irish Women's Festival is on the October Bank Holiday weekend. So certainly calling all ladies, calling all girls, we'd love to see you in October.
We'll leave it at that, Desmond. Thank you so much for speaking.
There is one thing about Henry McKinnon and the seven-year-old.
I'm sorry, Desmond. We've run out of time.
You don't want to talk about the seven-year-old?
No, I'm afraid, because we have to talk to other people in the meantime. Desmond, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Desmond Beattie there, chair of the Irish Chess Union. Part of the reasons why so many people have texted in about this, it's not a sport. Come on, what do you need? Strong fingers. Mame in Cork, though, says, is chess not a board game? And if it is a sport, then are snakes and ladders and Ludo sports? Not sure I'd want to watch them on telly. Somebody else says, though, I'm a lichness.com player and it gives stats at the end of every year. A few years ago, it said I had played over 28 days of chess in a year. Don't start chess, kids. It's seriously addictive. Somebody else points out, Snooker is a sport with no sweating, as is darts a sport. Yeah, there's a fair amount of sweating in darts, though, if you ever watch them on the telly. Chess is a sport the same way poker is a sport. It might be gambling with a certain amount of luck involved, but you would be exhausted at the end of a long tournament. Yeah, I don't know much gambling is involved in chess, really. I've just started playing chess with my son. He loves it. He's also very good, so much better than having him on screens incessantly, indeed. Though somebody else says, sport is a physical contest, golf, not a sport, a game. Rugby, sport. Chess, game. Scrabble, game. I like the golf is not a sport. I'm sure a few people might object to that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.